First he spoke in the middle of Aliyah. He got an Aliyah, he spoke in the middle of Aliyah. He does not have to start over again. He should have chosen the room. Right? He did it for the need to do it. Not considered reason to start over, make another bracha. Who says the good things when you make a bracha in the beginning, you have to fun of it, even if you're not the aftas in the middle, you're going to read a smash that bracha. So fun to get the aliyah, you should definitely not start reading in the middle of the aliyah. Just like you said, you should read together with about treasure. If you opened up the sefer Torah, you made a bracha and ended up in the wrong place. So the question is, you have to, when you go to a new place, you have to make a new bracha. After everything said and done, that throughout the Shabruah and the Alokhid, that if you thought, you look at the place and you thought you have to read that parsha, it's actually actual words. That's the set up with Aloysa. And you, for some reason, thought you're supposed to read Aloysa, and it's really parsha Shlach, and you have to make the book over again. If you didn't really pay attention to what's written over there, even though it's wrote in the wrong place, then you did not have to make the book up, just wrote it to the right place. But even if it's out of the column, it's not open. As long as you didn't have kavanah to read those words, then it's all right. Right. But you're saying it's going to get the other way around. You thought to read the wrong thing, but it's other
than the
so generally speaking, most people that make a mistake, they really didn't pay attention to what was open. So even if you have to roll it, you would not have to make that.